The Osgood Files, sponsored by new Barbasol razors with close shave technology. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol. This is Dave Ross from the Dell Studios on the CBS Radio Network. Despite North Korea's latest missile test, CBS military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons, says North Korea is still not a threat to hit the U.S. mainland with a nuclear-tipped missile.
And they know it. They can't do that accurately based on whether or not they could reenter the atmosphere without having it blow up.
So then what is their agenda? More after this. It was disconcerting to read some military experts claiming that the latest North Korean missile launch was an indication they can now hit Chicago or even Washington, D.C. No question Kim Jong-un wants very much to scare us, but CBS military consultant Mike Lyons says we may be overlooking what's really going on here.
Let's talk about another audience who this is for. This is for other third world countries and second world countries that are looking at missile technology. He's looking to possibly sell this to other actors. He's going to use this as commerce, and then as he develops the nuclear weapon, kind of do the same thing. You got to look at Pakistan, other countries that might want to try to buy this technology from him. That's really what I think this is all about. Anybody that has a Scud missile, for example, that's purchased them from the Chinese or the Russians going back 30 or 40 years, any of those countries that have done that would possibly want to use this technology.
So it was all for advertising, so he can relax. They're not really intending to strike at an American city. It's just a little nuclear merchandising so they can sell their technology to countries like, what did Mike say?
Anybody that has a Scud missile, for example, that's purchased them from the Chinese or the Russians would possibly want to use this technology.
Right. And so looking at that list of countries, that would include Algeria, Armenia, Congo, Egypt, Iran, and Kazakhstan looking to purchase North Korean nuclear technology. That's comforting, isn't it? The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.